Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope everybody's doing well. Today we're going to finish out this chapter. We're going to cover verses 19 through 22. And just as a review, what we've discussed so far is that the nation of Israel lost 34,000 men in this battle. They had one first battle, they lost 4,000. The second battle was the major battle. It was the major loss. A tremendous loss, 30,000 men. So a total of 34,000 men lost their lives in battle. And not only did men lose their lives, but the nation of Israel lost their God, so to speak. They lost the presence of God, went out with them. And we're going to learn a little bit about that today as we talk about Hophni and Phinehas. One of their wives was pregnant at the time this battle was going on, and when she heard that her husband had died, she kind of gave up on life itself and brought a son into the world. Let's look at verses 19 through 22. And now the daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was pregnant and about to give birth. And when she heard the news that the ark of God, wasn't the news about her husband, but when she heard the news about the ark of God had been taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband had died, it was the ark that caused her to be upset. Now she's distressed about the father. It makes mention first about the ark being gone. I mean, I'm nothing without God and His presence in my life. We cannot do anything apart from God. I can do nothing without God in my life and around my life and affecting my life. But I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now the daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was pregnant, about to give birth, and when she heard the news that the ark of God had been taken and that her father-in-law and her husband had died, she kneeled down and gave birth because her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women who were standing by her said to her, "Do not be afraid, for you have given birth to a son." And she did not answer or pay attention. And she named the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel, because the ark of God has been taken, and because her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel because the ark of God has been taken." Wow. That brought about a very dry and very tumultuous time for the nation of Israel because God's presence had gone. Now God's presence, the tabernacle, was the place that God resided. God's presence resided in the form of a fire that stood above the tent of the tabernacle, letting the people know that God's presence was there. They took the Ark of the Covenant into battle. They were not allowed to do so. They worshiped at the battlefield. The nation of Israel didn't know what was going on in the tabernacle. And I'm sure that some of the people of Israel knew what was going on because they were in and around the tabernacle bringing their offerings, bringing their tithes, bringing their sacrifices. But there was a lot of corruption that went on. And I'm sure in the life of Phinehas' wife, she was upset about her husband dying, about her father-in-law passing, but she was more upset about the presence of God leaving Israel. And this is why she named her son Ichabod, which means the glory of the Lord has departed from Israel. Jesus died on a cross some 2,000 years ago so that God's glory would never leave us. He gave up His throne in heaven, became poor, so that we might obtain the riches of heaven when we choose to follow Him. Jesus was the permanent sacrifice. Jesus was the one true Lamb of God. And His presence will never leave you if you choose to follow Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. I pray, Father, right now that you will bring power to your word. Father, help us to understand, help us to see the picture that you want us to see through this storyline. Father, I thank you for your many blessings. I pray, Father, right now that you'll bless every person that this video and these podcasts come in contact with. Lord, we love you and we need you. We stand in need of your touch. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for following The Daily Ride. Hope you'll continually follow us here. Next week, next episode, we will pick up in chapter 5, 1 Samuel. Guys, be blessed. Hope you'll continually follow me here on The Daily Ride. And I hope you will keep riding.